scheduled City Council, Fairbanks City Council meeting this January 13th, 2025. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Therrien?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Ringstad is on his way. Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell? And Mayor Pruse?
Here. Do we have a quorum?
We do.
Oof. Thank you for being online, Ms. Therrien. Would you please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance?
As we begin the new year, may we prepare to work for Fairbanks citizens with renewed energy and a fresh perspective. Let us lead by example, treating others with respect, kindness, and equity. Amen.
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 Jared, Mr. Clearworth, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Do you have ceremonial matters this evening?
Yes, would the Fire Chief, Mr. Caccaro, please come up here? Your microphone is on, sir. The microphone.
I fight with every chance I get. Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year, Mayor, Council, citizens. Oh, we got a packed house, Mr. Ringstead. Thanks for coming out tonight. So we've had, with the new year, we've had some promotional processes that took place inside of the Fairbanks Fire Department. So we wanted to bring up the members that were promoted on the first of the year. To come up here and get pinned and recognized for their hard work and dedication to the city of Fairbanks and our fire department. So if you are getting promoted today, come on. Well, if you've been promoted and getting pinned today, come on up. Bring your loved ones or other people who are going to put sharp objects near your body. Hope you gave them good Christmas presents. Not all of our members were going to be able to be here tonight that were promoted, so we were going to ask to get that taken care of at another council meeting if we get some time. But at the first of the year, the council approved and let us promote three new captain positions. Two of those three are standing here in front of you. Colin Fields promoting from driver to captain. William Vaught's promoting from driver to captain as well. They've been with the department for several years. Great guys, worked very hard to get where they are, and congratulations to you. Austin DeLessline is promoting from firefighter to driver. Been with the department for a couple of years. Does an outstanding job, and he's moving up in our structure tonight as well. And like I said, in the next council meeting or two, when I get the other folks up here, we'll get them pinned and appropriately recognized by the council. So if you are here to pin your loved one or a significant other or however that shakes out, this is the time to do it. Congratulations to you all for working hard, getting through the promotional process. As a recap for the citizens, the promotional process is done off of a year's in the department status. So you have to be here for so many years, then you're allowed to take a test. That testing is done by an out third-party company to give us a non-bias and critical access kind of test so we can ensure its compliance and its fairness amongst our members. Then they have an oral interview process they have to go through, and then a chief's interview to make it through the final process, and then it's scored out, and the top members get promoted throughout their different ranks. So congratulations to you all. Thank you for being part of our team and doing what you do every day. I appreciate that, and I want to make sure you got recognized in front of the council and our community. So thank you very much.
I'd like to get a photo with you and your two captains and absolutely your newest driver, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Yeah. Council. You guys are awesome. You know, your son makes that photo look good. That's why I'm not in it. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll have this in the newsletter.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk.
We are at Citizens Comments, oral communications to the City Council on any item pertaining to city business that is not up for public hearing. The total comment period is 30 minutes, and testimony is limited to 3 minutes. Any person wishing to speak needs to sign up on the list located in the hallway or must have signed up in advance using the procedures for providing online testimony found at the city's website. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
First up is Ms. Juanita Webb. Ms. Webb, please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes.
Can you hear me okay? And thank you for this time, Mayor and Council. Martin Luther King Jr. is and will continue to be a timeless legacy. His guidance, wisdom, and the way he lived his life have left a mark on us. His speeches had relevance when they were made and in today's world as well. The themes he spoke of, such as justice, change, education, inequity, and service, continue to resonate with people from all walks of life. With my entire being, I support the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whether it's through the partial days off or the paid holiday. That's yours to figure out. The bigger picture and what I want to remind everyone is that it does not matter if we're being paid or not. What matters is that through Martin Luther King Jr.'s diligence in volunteering his time, and through his actions, showed us the meaning and spirit of service. On February 4th, 1968, at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Everybody can be great. Because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love." Regardless of the outcome of what happens tonight, following in Martin Luther King's footsteps is important, not only just for on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but all year long. In 1957, he challenged an audience in Montgomery, Alabama, with this: "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" I ask the same question to all that can hear my voice: what are you doing for others and for your community? Thank you for your time.
Are there any questions for Ms. Webb? Thank you very much. Next up, we have Robert McHattie. Mr. McHattie, please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes.
Robert McHattie. I live in the Aurora subdivision. I'm downtown nearly every day. Especially in the afternoon and the evenings, I check my mail. And I just wanted to tell you about your post office. And another thing is I want to congratulate the police a lot. You'll see why in a minute. But anyway, on the first, New Year's Day, I was downtown and checked my mail, got my mail, and there was a police officer in the post office rousting between 20 and 25 people. We were trying to count them, my wife and I, as they were chased out of there. But it was boisterous, and the policeman was a big guy, but I buy one of these every time I pay my bill in this building. And I don't want to be buying two, ever. And so if you're going to send a guy in to roust 25, they were drunk as skunks, because I was in there getting my mail just before, and they were boisterous, and he was having a bit of a tussle, but he drove them all out. And then on the 11th at about 6 o'clock, I went in there to check my mail, and the party was just starting then. It was just after after the post office closed down, the door into the offices where you talk to people, and the party was just starting. When I went in to check my mail, there were about five or six people in there eating, throwing their stuff around, laying around on the floor. And by the time I walked out and got in my car, they were actually running in. My wife was in the car again. We were actually kind of laughing. And by the time I left, there were probably a dozen or 15 people in there. And I just wanted to make you aware of that. They hang around the bus depot, drunks. They circulate around in town. Just a little more police presence, maybe downtown on 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th Avenue between the west end of the post office and Lacey or so. I would appreciate that. And like I say, I don't want to, if they're going to send a police officer in to rouse 20-plus people, I sure hope they send at least two people in there. That's a pretty mouthy crowd, and they are disfiguring the post office when they get in there. I couldn't even sort my mail. They'd throw sticky stuff around there on New Year's Day on the tables. So that's it.
Is there any questions for Mr. McCaddy? Ms. Sprinkle?
Office managers or the people who actually run the business or the building?
No, I haven't. I've seen this kind of thing before. I just figured they wouldn't do it. But now it seems like every few times I go in there, I'm seeing the winners come on, and they're almost there's more and more action in the post office. And also there's evidence that they stay overnight and open the door for one another so they can go outside, because I took pictures today along the north side of the post office, and they use that as the latrine. So after fresh snow, you can see a lot of yellow marks out there along the whole north side of the post office. And last year when it got really cold, they were urinating on just outside the north main door into the post office against that big, there's a door there and a vertical thing. They have a utility or a place for storing stuff in there. Anyway, they were urinating on that, and you can go over and you can see the stains on that. So it's pretty nasty, and that's it. But in those big groups, please don't just send one big guy there. Just takes one real mean guy with, you know, like I say, 202.
Yep.
You know.
Anyway. Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. McCaddy. Next up, we have Dorothy Jones. Ms. Jones, please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes.
I'm Dorothy Jones, and I'd like to speak in support of Ordinance 6301 for the Martin Luther King holiday. I was here at the last meeting, and Tyrone Burkett and I both reminded you that Congress made the birthday of Martin Luther King a holiday, a federal holiday, in 1983. That's 42 years ago. And 31 years ago, Congress added the National Day of Service. There were some opponents to the bill that argued that a paid holiday would be too expensive. But the nation, the state, the borough, even our school district have found a way to honor the life and legacy of this civil rights leader who brought hope and healing to America. So the question for me is not can we afford this action, but do we have the will? We have the law, but I don't know if we have the will. A will to make unity, history, and harmony a mission possible. That's our theme for the celebration this weekend for the Martin Luther King holidays celebration. Addressing racial disparities and injustices is an ongoing process that requires sustained effort and commitment. Let's use Martin Luther King Jr. Day as an opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to justice and equality for all. By honoring service and volunteering, we can demonstrate how joining together in service can transform the lives of our community and help us live up to the nickname of the Golden Heart City. And I want to thank you for your contributions to the activities that will be going on this weekend. We certainly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions for Ms. Jones? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Next up is Derek Terry. Mr. Terry, please state your name for the record. You'll be given 3 minutes, sir.
My name is Derek Terry, and I would just like to greet the council and the people who came to show up. My concern is about the holiday for Martin Luther King Jr., and I understand the fiscal responsibilities that you have to do when it comes to taking off an extra day, and that's not my place to say. What I'm here to remind you is that certain things that happen in our country are happening from an event that changed the entire shape of our country. So if we take the example of Memorial Day, Memorial Day was a day for fellow Black Americans who served in the Civil War and gathered to honor the other Black people who fallen to fight for our freedom in this country. And it wasn't until that was recognized that it became a holiday. When it comes to Martin Luther King, the same thing I would say is similar, because what he did change the political scape, the economical scape, and then the social scape of our country. And to recognize it as just a holiday for money or pay diminishes the reason and the sacrifices that we have made to make our country a better place. And I'm not asking you to spend money. I'm asking you to look at the situation from that perspective. That's all I have to say.
Are there any questions for Mr. Terry? Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Mr. Jomo Stewart. Mr. Stewart, please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes.
Yes, my name is Jomo Stewart, and I live in Taco Westgate. All right, if you don't mind, I'm going to actually bifurcate my testimony. So the first half, yes, I'm Jomo Stewart. I'm the president of the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, and I just wanted to come and give you my thanks for considering the resolution to support FEDC becoming the ARDOR, or the Alaska Regional Development Organization, for our community. I did want to assure you that we do took our request very seriously and have made it in earnest. In the run-up to requesting this, we did extensive research relative to ARDORs, including reviewing state and federal laws and regulations, reviewing what the ARDORs do as far as their websites and their state filings, doing extensive interviews with people who either work for or with ARDORs across the state, as well as making site visits to a number of the ARDORs. We also began doing advanced work to prepare ourselves to become the ARDOR, including building it or making sure that it would align with our strategic plan, building it into our tactical plan, building budgets and business plans, and our FNSB contract to support us being the ARDOR, commencing staff training so that our staff would be ready to perform the required duties. We're also in the process right now of doing a bylaw and board operations review to make sure they're in alignment and sufficient to be perform as the ARDOR, as well as doing a top-to-bottom review of all our programs and projects to make sure that they are in line with being an ARDOR, and if not, that we can go ahead and remove some of them so that we have space to do so. Beyond that, we are actually, in addition to, we've always assisted with creating the SEDS and keeping them updated. We've actually positioned ourselves to be the lead for the latest SEDS update in 2025. I will be having our kickoff meeting with our contractor regarding to the annual economic report on Wednesday. I actually have the contract in my inbox and reviewing it now. As well as we've been partnering with other entities, recognizing that we'll be desired to possibly seek and manage and implement federal grants to support our community and further nonprofits. We've been partnering with entities on those federal grants so we can learn the ropes. So again, I wanted to thank you all for considering this. I really hope you do approve and advance it. It's very much appreciated. On a personal note, and now this is just Jomo Stewart as resident, it was a really odd feeling several years ago when I realized or had the revelation that though my family has been in this nation for over 200 years, in fact, we at the very dawn of the Republic, I've seen the census records, I am part of the very first generation of my people to have been born into full citizenship rights. And Dr. Martin Luther King, though he was not the only leader of the civil rights movement, he was a symbol of it. And I think it's perfectly appropriate that we commemorate that. We've always wanted to be a nation where all of us were treated equally as citizens, equally appreciated, and given the same rights as citizens. And he helped ensure that. So I think that's something that should be and can be supported. Thanks.
Are there any questions for Mr. Stewart in regards to these two items he brought up? Mr. Stewart, we have a meeting on Thursday at 4 with Mr. Ringstead? Friday at 4?
Yes. And we have Polaris Working Group tomorrow at 9. I'll be leaving my energy meeting early so I can make
it. You're a frequent flyer here, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Next up, we have Mr. Victor Burbage. Mr. Burbage, before we get into this, it's good seeing you. You had me worried you missed a few meetings. Knock that crap off and don't do it again.
You changed the schedule. You bumped up the dates.
For the record, you got 3 minutes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come in here. I've been in here for 3 years on the lights over on Trainer Gate and the old Steeves. Well, I guess you had another accident over there a few days ago, and you still haven't got the light fixed. The main light right there on the corner of Trainer Gate and the old Steeves has been dead for, what, 3 years? Maybe longer. I've been complaining about it for 3 years, and you were going to fix it last year, and you were going to fix it the year before that. I wonder, can you fix it this year?
We will see.
Okay.
We are putting our electrical contract bid out to bid now, not keeping it with the same contractor, because we're listening to you loud and clear, and it's unacceptable.
Maybe I better put a bid in on it, because I can stroke the mule as good as anybody. Maybe I better put a bid in on it.
It's unacceptable, yeah. And we're putting it out to bid.
Good. And the other thing is, some people have mentioned to me is about the parking situation downtown, that they have different businesses located in the downtown area and stuff like that. And they're, supposedly they go to the parking station to meet, and then they got a hand carrier, stuff a block or two away to, their business. And they've asked me to mention it to maybe, they say that the parking authority is a money-losing business. If it's a money-losing business, why don't you just get rid of them? If they're not making the city any money and it's costing money, get rid of them. Then you won't have people complaining about the tickets they get downtown. But some of the businesses, they complain that they don't have enough time to get their cars unloaded and their employees and stuff walking back and forth to try to get it when they could park closer to their businesses. And I don't know, I think they mentioned the mayor's name in there that he wants business downtown, but he's not willing to bend too much on the parking. So I don't know, maybe you can look into that too. But I'm going to keep an eye out on them lights, and I'm going to, I won't have to worry here in a couple of months, because it'll be summer again. So anyway, you guys keep up the good work, and Happy New Year. Thank you.
We classify it as a seasonal light disorder.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Burbage. Next up, we have Mr. Gene Salzman. Mr. Salzman, please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes, sir.
Gene Salzman. I'm not a public speaker, but bear with me. What I want to talk tonight is about streetlights. And this is not my first time that I've been down here complaining. The year was 2023 in the summertime. The streetlights in the subdivision I live in were staying on 3, 4, 5 hours later than the other areas around me, and they were coming on sooner than the others, a waste of electricity. I didn't know who to contact down to the city, so I found a very knowledgeable city councilman, talked to him. He told me who I should see. I didn't get to see that gentleman. I talked to a Tim Zindma, something like that, and told him the problem, and he gets on his computer, and voila, he shows me where the sensor is for that entire subdivision. There's 44 streetlights in that subdivision. I can see that sensor out my bedroom window. That's where the electricity company comes every time to repair. I've had to call Public Works at least once every winter, sometimes twice, because the streetlights goes out. Well, no solution to the problem. I left disgusted. And two Sundays ago, there was a nice article in the paper about streetlights, and it kind of warmed my heart. Somebody else has got problems other than me. So that's the reason I'm here tonight, you know. I think maybe, I'm not a smart guy, but I think maybe if you change the sensor out there, you know, those street lights, I haven't had to call Public Works this year. Why, you might ask? Why am I here complaining? My street lights never go off. They're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I invite all of you to come out tomorrow and take a tour of my neighborhood. 44 street lights, they're burning like hell, doing no good whatsoever, a waste of city money. Who's paying for it? I don't know what you've got going with Golden Valley. Somebody's taking it in the shorts. Maybe you're donating a little bit, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't know, but I'm sick of it. Maybe I won't be down here again. I'm done.
Are there any questions for Mr. Salzman? Mr. Ringstead.
Taku Subdivision.
Corner of Galena and River.
Between Airport and Chena River and west of Pegger Road. It's a very small subdivision, but there's 44 lights.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, is there anyone signed up online?
Yes, we do have several people signed up online, the first of which is Andy Harrington.
Mr. Harrington, are you there? Mr. Harrington, are you available? Okay, we'll come back to him.
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can, sir. You have state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. I'm Andy Harrington. I live in University West, although I'm traveling on the East Coast this evening. Thank you for the opportunity for calling in. I want to voice my support for unfinished business item 12A, proposed ordinance 6301. Martin Luther King was staunch in his stand against injustice and against violence. And in so doing, he manifested values that go beyond any particular group or subset or even era of our society. These are values that need to be reflected in each of us individually and in our institutions, the city no less than the nation, state, and borough. Setting a day aside to honor justice and honor nonviolence speaks to the better angels of our nature, as Abraham Lincoln put it. I urge your support. Thank you for your kind attention.
Are there any questions from Mr. Harrington? He's already gone. Okay. Madam Clerk, is there anyone else signed up online?
Yes, next is Helen Marie Matese.
Okay. Ms. Matese, are you available online?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Please state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes.
Thank you. I'm Helen Marie Matese, and I'm speaking in support of 6301. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with the City Council regarding Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King was a national treasure shared by people of all cultures and all Americans. Thank you for the opportunity to share my hope that Martin Luther King Day will be made a full paid holiday by our city. It is true recognition. It embraces the support of the ideas that Martin Luther King stood for. By passing 6301, the message is a message of respect. The day should not be a choice. It should be recognized as a day that is important. The ideas are important, as other people have been so eloquently talking about. I've been in contact with our police force, for example, and I know that the force is doing acts of service and moving their schedules around to do so to honor that day, as I believe other workers in the city are probably participating too. All good works are appreciated. All services are appreciated, received with great thanks. But please continue this spirit by further validating the day and making the ideas stronger, continuing the work. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions for our online? She's gone. Okay.
No, she's
still on?
Yeah.
Okay, are there any questions for her? So again, thank you very much, Ms. Matese. Madam Clerk, is there anyone else signed up online?
Yes, next is Pastor Carlene Tillery. And I am not seeing that person online. We're moving on to the next one. That's Don Dehan Hartman. I apologize if I butchered your pronunciation of your name.
Ms. Don Dehan, are you available?
Yes. This is Don Dehan Hartman. I wanted to speak in favor of Ordinance Number 6301. I think it is really important for the city to honor service and especially the volunteerism that Martin Luther King exhibited. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. Are there any questions for Don Dehan? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony, sir. Madam Clerk, is there anyone else online?
No one else is online, and we have 5 minutes of public comment period remaining.
Well, then we have one more person signed up, a late person, Mr. David Vandenberg. Come on up. Close us out. We're not going to give you 5 minutes. State your name for the record, and you'll get three.
My name is David Vandenberg. I reside in Island Homes, and I'm here tonight, the Downtown Association of Fairbanks, and want to support Resolution 5153, supporting FEDC's quest to become the Arter. And then I want to cover some ground, so I'll go to a second topic, which is I went over to the Borough Assembly last Thursday night, just kind of observing that the plan that they produced for the downtown plan, there is no implementation strategy, and really everybody, there's a lot of entities named in the plan as potential implementers. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's everybody's plan, and so everybody can implement it, but the converse is true, too, that really nobody could for lack of knowing really who's in charge, so to speak. We don't really have any big problem with, you know, we believe that the city is in the catbird's seat on this one, we think that the borough believes the city is the main implementer. But, you know, as we kind of get through the doldrums of dark of winter, we're certainly going to look for leadership and ways to work with the city on implementing the downtown plan. And I think what we don't want to do from the Downtown Association is we don't necessarily want to pick a topic to implement that we're going to run into opposition with at the city. There's a lot of things in there we could implement that we could all find common ground and make some headway on. So that's what we're going to try to do. Is kind of work towards the middle, and of course, what you know, there's some things that we think we see that need to be done. And then I want to talk to you a little bit going back in history to the 21st of December. We had the Winter Solstice Festival, and there's a planning committee that comes together, and we put on a total of 7 events within the festival. And I just want to talk about the 4 that we spearhead, but also wanted to say that we host the Midnight Sun Festival, Alaska's largest single-day event, and then we host the Winter Solstice Festival. And both of these events are really great. And after every single event, after the trash is picked up, the downtown is just the same. So, you know, from a personal perspective, if you will, a career of organizing these events, you know, just the needle does not move as a result of these events, but we believe in them and we are good at them. So on the 21st, downtown was full of people, and the merchants in the afterglow were really happy with the results. For the first time ever, we had dog mushing downtown, not associated with a race, but rides, you know, given at a retail level to 122 groups, and the groups were like from 4 to 6. So there were hundreds and hundreds of rides given. We had reindeer downtown.
Are there any questions for Mr. Vandenberg? And Ms. Sprinkle, don't say, do you want to continue?
No, I was going to ask him a question.
Okay.
Can you tell us how and if the military is involved?
Excuse me?
Can you tell us how and if the military is involved?
Well, I mean, I suppose I'd say we have volunteers who come from BOSS, which is an acronym for Better Opportunities for Single Service Members. or soldiers. So they fill out our roster for volunteers, and then, you know, I've got to say that like our the target of a lot of our promotions are to get onto the installations and let folks know that there's, and I would just say from the dog mushing, if we saw 800 people, you know, it just going on appearances, I think a lot of them were with the service, and one of the services, Armed Forces, and there were a lot of families that came out, and I mean it was a tremendous throughput. I think people got a real good dose of what you can do in Alaska. So they're involved in helping to put it on. North Haven Communities is one of the sponsors of the event, and then we seek to get a lot of those people who are new to the community to come down downtown for the event.
And are there any other questions for Mr. Vandenberg? Seeing none, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Public comment is closed. Madam Clerk.
We are at the approval of the agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Ms. Sprinkle, is there a second? Mr. Marnie, does any council member wish to pull any items, from the consent agenda?
Mayor Cruz, this is Valerie Therrien. Could we remove resolution number 5153-56?
Okay. Is there any other ones? I'm going to pull item number C under new business, which is resolution 5154. Is there any others? Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda has adopted the agenda. Madam Clerk.
The consent agenda approved the regular meeting minutes of November 18th and December 2nd, 2024. It approved resolution number 5152, a resolution allocating discretionary funds from the room rental tax in the amount of $400,000, introduced by Councilmember Marnie. It approved resolution number 5153, a resolution supporting the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation's application to be designated as the Alaska Regional Development Organization, or ARDOR, for the Interior Region, introduced by Council Members Marnie, Tidwell, Therrien, Cleworth, Ringstad, and Sprinkle. It approved resolution number 5155, a resolution awarding a contract to Braun Northwest in the amount of $340,000 for an ambulance, introduced by Mayor Cruz. It advanced to the next regular meeting, ordinance number 6303, an ordinance amending Fairbanks General Code, Chapter 26, Article 3, Sections 26-94 and 26-95, amending the term of a private ambulance service license and renewal procedures, introduced by Mayor Cruz. It approved the appointment to the Board of Plumber Examiners, and he accepted the Historic Preservation Committee meeting minutes of September 3rd, 2024, and the Clay Street Cemetery Commission meeting minutes of November 6th, 2024. Returning to the general agenda, we're at the top of page 2, special orders. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following alcohol license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken and limited to 3 minutes. I'll read the license number and DBA into the record. First is license 5927, doing business as Hyatt Place Fairbanks. License number 4547, doing business as Humble Roots Beer Project. License number 4819, doing business as The Antler Room.
Do I hear a motion to waive protests on these liquor license application renewals? Mr. Marnie, is there a second? Mr. Ringstead, is there any citizen here wishing to speak on behalf of these licenses? If so, please come forward. You'll state your name for the record, and you'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, public comment is closed. Council, any questions, discussion, or thoughts? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to waive protest, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Okay, the motion to waive protest passed by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk.
Item B of special orders. The Fairbanks City Council will hear interested citizens concerned with the following marijuana license applications for renewal. Public testimony will be taken in, limited to 3 minutes. License number 10869, doing business as Grass Station 49. License number 16006, doing business as Arctic Bakery, LLC. License 10278, doing business as Good Sense, LLC, the retail marijuana store at Davis Road. And license number 10279, Good Sense, LLC, the cultivation facility on Davis Road.
Council, do I hear a motion to waive protests on these marijuana renewal license applications? Mr. Engstead, is there a second? By Ms. Sprinkle. Is there a citizen here wishing to speak on these marijuana renewal license applications? If so, please come forward. You'll be given 3 minutes. Seeing none, public comment is closed. Council. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to waive protest, Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstead?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Therian?
Yes.
The motion to waive protest is passed by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk.
Moving on to Mayor's comments and report.
I have no report, no comments as of yet.
We're at Council members' comments.
Mr. Ringstead.
Thank you. I had an interesting discussion yesterday. I learned something. Scary, but I do learn things. Apparently, we close the streets from 1st through 5th, from Noble Street to Barnett Street, between 1 and 5, or 1 and 6, every Monday morning to plow the streets. There's signs out there posted saying that, and then somebody's out there giving parking tickets at those hours, which God knows why they're out there in those hours, but it was pointed out to me that it's an inconvenience for the crew of people that do actually work downtown. And if they got to park three blocks from work, some of them don't like walking through some of the crowds that are out there at those hours of the morning. I'm not sure why it's scheduled to do it every Monday. I don't know what happens when it snows on Tuesday, but it just seemed like odd that we would take the whole core five streets and probably, I guess, four blocks wide, whatever it is, and shut the whole thing down for 5 hours. I don't know much about it, but I guess I'll check it out and find out. I thought it was an interesting comment.
Mr. Marnie.
I'll defer till the second round, please.
Ms. Sprinkle. Ms. Therian.
Yes, I just was able to see the fireworks in December that was put on for the community, and it was really exciting. So I wish to thank them for doing that.
Mr. Clayworth.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. McCaddy spoke to us earlier this evening, and this isn't the first time we've had problems there. Years ago, we had a gentleman who was set on fire in the post office and lost his life. I don't know if you remember that or not. I don't think we ever were lucky enough to find out how that happened or who possibly did that. I know there's been talk with the post office on having a security guard, but apparently that hasn't gone anywhere, that they could do something in-house. But it is a problem, and I hear about it a lot also down there. I'd also like to thank Mr. McCaddy for serving on the Parking Authority, a committee that few people want to serve on, and he's been very faithful to that. Thanks to Mr. Vandenberg and the Solstice celebration downtown. I know people like it, and it was well attended and well appreciated on that. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
We are at unfinished business. The first and only item there is ordinance number 6301, an ordinance amending Fairbanks General Code section 50-205, adding Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day as an observed city holiday. It was introduced by Council Members Therian and Tidwell. It was postponed from the regular meeting of December 16th, 2024. A public hearing was held at that time. The motion to adopt remains on the floor from the December 16th meeting.
Council, since ordinance number 6301 remains on the floor. There's no public comment, so we'll go right into council member comments. Ms. Therian, do you want to start us off?
Thank you, Mayor. This is Valerie Therian. I think the testimony that we heard today shows that the community really wants to have Fairbanks and
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day as an observed city holiday. And I think that their comments were very appropriate, and that we really need to add this to our observed city holidays. And it's been a long time since Martin Luther King Day was approved by Congress, and it's been appropriate for all of the other government entities in the Fairbanks and North Pole area. So I would urge the council to support this.
Any other discussion? Ms. Sprinkle?
Well, since we pulled Resolution 5156 to talk about, I think Valerie did so. How do those align? What do we do with those two competing concepts?
And what's maybe, that now?
Well, we have two things talking
about. Yes,
we
do.
So I'd just like to know how we address that.
Well, we're addressing the ordinance first and then the resolution second, and Mr. Clearworth wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Clearworth.
For many years, I think the council and the city has struggled how to make this work, knowing that we have logistical problems with the four different unions and the fact that we have a lot of people that work 24 hours a day around the clock, unlike the borough or the school district and others. So many years ago, and I didn't know this until Mike mentioned it here at the last meeting when he got into an in-depth discussion on all this, but there was a resolution passed by a city council, which none of us were on at that time, back in 2014, there's a resolution recognizing a day of service in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So I got my hands on that, and I thought, what could we do to try and eliminate the problems that keep coming up when we look at this? And so some of the problems are apparent in the ordinance itself. It has a fiscal note, which gets up to about $130,000 on it. And that doesn't need to happen. I think we can really have a win-win situation. And I tried very hard to draft Resolution 5156 to make that happen. My one problem we had with the original resolution was that City Hall was not closed. We were still open for business. And what I always thought we should do is have the ability to have everybody at City Hall and citywide that are non-essential employees have the ability to participate in the holiday, whether it's in service or whatever they're doing. When the City Hall was open, you can't really do that because a department, there's at least three departments, HR, city clerks, building department, that have front desks that have to serve people. If it's closed, we don't have to worry about that. And the whole departments can take off if they want to with the permission of the department head at the time. This is different from the one we had last time, the proposed resolution, in that it is citywide. It can be done for non-essential personnel citywide. The only real difference between the ordinance that's in front of us and the resolution is the fiscal note. The bottom line, because if people are having to work, then you're going to have to pay the time and a half or double time, whatever is incurred on that shift, and there will be a cost to that. We don't have to do that. We can have the day of service. We can close City Hall. We can accomplish everything that this ordinance would do without adding to the problems of having to add another $130,000 to the budget, which we really don't have right now. And a question for Margarita. We talked about this or touched on this last time. We started in our budget process with $2.5 million. We're down to less than $500,000 right now. I believe that's correct. We have a fireman's contract that's coming up. We rejected one here a few weeks ago that cost $2 million. When you only have less than $500,000, you can't adopt contracts that cost $2 million. And so we still are trying to work to make that happen. And at this point, I don't know where the money would come from. If we were to adopt this tonight, that would reduce what we could do with the fireman's contract, would it not?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. I mean, does it put us a bit in a precarious situation because we're actually limiting what we could do in that contract?
It depends on revenue sources for the year and expenditures for the year. You could have a surplus that could cover the cost of this, but our current budget, we're at $495,000 with the adoption of this. It would be $461,000.
Okay. So I would, you know, my pitch is that I think the resolution does everything without the pitfalls. We don't have to get into four different unions, into the negotiations and all that, but we can finally shut down the city and let people go out and celebrate the holiday.
Ms. Brinkle.
Maybe Mike can answer this, but I seem to remember that we talked about the fact that if we shut down City Hall, other departments, I see you've written it with approval, but are we then asking people to still remove trash and do the public work stuff?
I think the difference is that you can, I mean, City Hall gets shut down from time to time while we're still working here. We do records maintenance days once a quarter. We could make Martin Luther King Day a records maintenance day. Anybody that was going to go do a public service, they can do that, as they already can with the resolution that's been in effect since
for
the last
10 years.
And
they're still on the payroll.
And they're still getting paid for their service, whatever service they do, but it's not an additional pay because we're not giving people an additional day off. I think it would actually encourage more people to do the day of service. Rather, you know, if somebody has a, you know, hey, I can go do the service project or just get the day off. You know, a lot of folks are just going to take a day off.
Yeah. But that's citywide. That is not just for
right.
City Hall.
Right.
Because you're worried.
Essential personnel.
Right. And I think Mike had mentioned that you were worried that it would be just this building and that didn't feel good to you.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it should be. I don't think we should single out, you know, just this building for anything. I mean, because the other buildings are already closed to the public. If we're worried about stuff being closed to the public, then you could close this down every Martin Luther King Day. For folks that weren't doing a public service, they would have to report to duty just like normal.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Mr. Ringstead, then Mr. Marnie.
This has been an interesting thought process for me on this one. I had the strange circumstance when I was young, in the late 50s, being in Alabama. And one of the things I remember very clearly from that young age, we were in a public building down there. My brother went and got a drink out of a drinking fountain. Seemed like a normal thing to do. There's some people there got real excited. That was the wrong drinking fountain. He was not allowed to use that one. And at 4 years old, I figured out it's not only wrong, it was stupid. What difference does it make what you look like? The drinking fountain doesn't care. Why should we care? You know, I've never forgotten that. You know, I think what, in my mind, this should be about civil rights, equal rights, equal justice for everybody. You know, different ways of looking at it. We used to have Washington's birthday. We had Lincoln's birthday. Whatever reason, over the years, we've decided, no, we're not going to name our holidays after an individual. And that's kind of been the norm, except for this one. And as much as Dr. King did, is that different than what George Washington did? You know, to me, this is more about recognizing the difference in our society, how we got through those things, what we did. It took us a very long time to get there, but we have made substantial progress in that. And he was involved in that, and I don't have a problem with that. I look at it from the perspective a little bit, I think, where Jerry was going. We've got several different unions of our employees. I don't know what percent of our employees are unionized, but most of them are. And they all deal with their holidays the way they want to deal with them. And from what I, in the asking and what I found is none of them want this. If they wanted it, they'd negotiate in the contract. Everything else we do, we negotiate in the contract. I like the idea of saying, okay, we'll shut down City Hall. If people want to go be involved in those activities, that would be a good thing. We're willing to recognize, I think, and say, okay, the civil rights movement was way past due when it started and got going in full steam. It's something that is part of our history that we should acknowledge. I'm not sure that I like the idea of making it a city holiday. So my inclination would be more of going along with Jerry's alternative to look at it that way.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, I kind of ditto what John just said, but I think it's a great compromise. I think it does what the citizens intended for this, and also helps the city out greatly and the taxpayers that we don't spend money we don't really have. I don't know, perchance, did you guys pull that resolution from the rack outside? Have any of you briefed that resolution?
Mr. Marnie, public comments over.
Okay. Well, I think if you read it, you would be happy. That's my feeling. So thank you.
Any further discussion?
This is Valerie Therian. Have a minute?
Yes, certainly.
I was wondering if we could determine what the cost to the city is for the individuals that want to serve as helping with the Martin Luther King Day. I'm sure there's got to be a cost for those individuals to not be at work. And I was wondering if Martha could give us that number.
Go ahead, Ms. Margarita.
The fiscal note gives you a view of the total value of all employees working on that day, the $128,490, and that does include the overtime, which is close to $34,000. So without that number, you would be looking at $94,605, $94,000 basically, and that is the value of staff not working. The cost of staff not working. So hopefully that helps address your question.
Thank you so much. So when we look at the value of the employees not working at 94,000 versus the 138,000, it doesn't seem to be that big a number that we can't recognize at the city Martin Luther King Junior Day. That's my comment.
Mr. Clearworth.
I mean, either way, with a resolution or ordinance, I guess there's a cost. You have lost productivity, but that doesn't bother me. I've always thought that we should, close the city and do it in the manner that Mike was talking about. And it just makes sense to do it that way, and you don't have to get into the all the details of the contracts and things like that. Listening to John speak, I remember back in Fairbanks in the early 1960s, we only had black and white TV, and all our TV was on a one-day delay, and they'd fly it up from Seattle, and usually they'd get it, but maybe not always. And I enjoyed working on this resolution and going back into the history of some of it, because I've always been somewhat fascinated by Reverend King, mainly because at first, I being a PK, preacher's kid, I always had a lot of respect for pastors, period. And watching the video of the civil rights movement back down there, I mean, as a kid, you're going, what's all this about? Because we didn't see a lot of that here. There was some, but not very much, not like down there. And watching the protests, which are absolutely classy, all the women were wearing dresses and the men in suits and ties and the whole bit, all lined up on the roads, marching until sometimes the police gave them a bad time. And I just thought, that was class. And you don't see a lot of that anymore, but it certainly was back then. And 2 years ago, I finally got to get down into the South. My wife and I rented a car in Texas and headed east. And Montgomery was just a fascinating town. If you've never been there, you should go there. And I stood in front of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, and they have a plaque there with the history of the church and talking about Dr. King. And yet within a stone's throw is the Capitol where the South seceded. And you could stand right there in the podium where they seceded from the Union. And a block away is the original White House for the Confederacy until they moved it to Richmond, Virginia. All that history within a matter of two or three blocks is just, I think, incredibly interesting and sad to a degree, but fascinating. So I just wanted to try and get something done that doesn't get into the weeds of all these contracts and everything else, yet do what we want to, what I think the council back many years ago was trying to do but couldn't quite figure out how to do it. I just say let's set aside the ordinance and adopt the resolution. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on ordinance number 6301?
On the motion to adopt, Ms. Sprinkle?
No.
Mr. Ringstad? Mr. Marnie?
No.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
No. Ordinance number 6301 fails to be adopted by a vote of 1-4. Madam Clerk.
The first item of new business pulled is resolution number 5154, a resolution of the Fairbanks City Council challenging the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly to a friendly bowling match, introduced by council members Sprinkle, Cleworth, and Tidwell.
I pulled this, and Ms. Sprinkle, this has you all over it. So, do we have any ringers? Are we going to lose? Oh, this is Jerry Cleworth, this is the ringer. Oh, Mr. Marnie, too.
21 years of a Thursday business, Ms. Wade.
Need a motion.
Oh. Is there a motion to approve this resolution by Ms. Sprinkle? Is there a second by Mr. Ringstead? Mr. Ringstead, are you any good at bowling?
But it was a PE class about 100 years ago.
Mr. Cleworth, why don't you give us a rundown on how you're qualified to be in this group?
Wow.
I'm no more qualified than anybody else, but I thoroughly anticipate that we will beat them.
You know, I want to hear some smack talk. You know, I don't want to say we're going to roll over. Then if you lose, there is a lot of ego and smack involved.
We need maybe the mayors to be dealing with that.
I don't. I'm a. I'm. You know, I will. I will
be
a cheerleader.
If
this passes, I will be a cheerleader.
Except that's what we want.
But I'm a non-bowling dork, okay?
It's going to be fun.
I think he said he was buying.
I didn't.
Well.
So, have you figured out the rules?
Well, in the ordinance.
The resolution.
I'm sorry. In the resolution, we talk about the best of three average. Best of three games and the highest average. So that does not force us to have equal number in team.
Okay.
And it should work fine. We can talk details. We weren't sure how to do a nonprofit.
So how are you going to present this challenge?
To the borough?
If it's passed, yeah.
Well, I'll,
to the borough assembly.
I'll carry it right on over.
What's that?
Who's talking to the assembly next week?
Oh.
Maybe me. I'm not sure.
Oh, Jerry.
We have a city clerk here who's looking that up.
Well, we can embellish this as it goes, but I'd like to see what they think.
Okay.
Come on, you know it'd be fun.
Any other discussion on this before we, Mr. Ringstead?
I think it's a good team building exercise for our local governments to get together and do some stuff together.
Oh, that's one thing, but I'm the mayor. I want victory.
You know, I do too.
I demand victory from this council.
For sure.
That's why I'm not participating in the bowling. I'll be a cheerleader.
Wait, Valerie's saying something. Had something.
Well, Mayor, I used to bowl quite a bit. I don't know if I can do it after I have my knee replaced, but I'd love to be a sponsor, and I'll definitely bowl.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling so good about this. Okay. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
And before I do that, Mr. Cleworth, you are the next representative at the assembly meeting later. Perfect. All right.
Perfect. You could go in your bowling outfit.
We'll do There is no bowling.
And typically,
we can do it justice.
Typically, with a resolution like this, the clerk would just send over a copy to the borough clerk, who will share it with the assembly. But please don't let that stop you, Ms. Sprinkles.
I might have to talk to it.
Oh, okay. I will definitely.
On the motion to adopt the resolution, Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Therian?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Resolution 5154 barely passes, and I was really looking forward to vetoing my first item, but I'm going to let this one go through. It passes by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk.
You're at resolution number 5156. That item was pulled also. A resolution closing City Hall on the third Monday in January of each year in observance of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., introduced by Councilmember Cleworth.
Jerry, you spoke a lot on this. Is there anything else to add?
Well, I move to adopt.
Okay. Is there a second? Ms. Sprinkle. Discussion? Ms. Sprinkle.
Jerry, this, and I hope that Valerie, you'll feel all right with this. I like the, it seems to straddle fiscal and also the spirit of the holiday for the city, and I really appreciate the work done for it. Thank you.
Are there any council members who want to become co-sponsors? Ms. Therian, do you want to be co-sponsor?
Yes.
Put everyone down, including myself. Any further discussion? Mr. Ringstead.
So, in an effort, I guess, to because it be transparent here to the public, we're closing it down. But I think it's also worth maybe we ought to do something to say yes, we are closing the hall in because of Martin Luther King Day, and make some public announcement of that.
Yeah,
Mr. Clayworth.
A question for both maybe city clerk and city attorney. Becomes effective 6 days after adoption, so that'd be, Saturday, I guess? Monday. So next Monday, this would be in effect, right? Okay. So next Monday, we do it.
Well, do we have the time frame for public notice?
Yes, our weekly public notice has not gone out yet for next week, so we can add this and make sure the item gets calendared. We will work with the mayor's office to do social media blasts and post to the website.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to adopt Resolution 5156, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstead?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Therian?
Yes.
Resolution 5156 passes by a vote of 5-0. Madam Clerk.
We are at committee reports and council members' comments.
Ms. Therian.
I have no comments.
Mr. Cleworth.
Both the mayor and I serve on fast planning, as you know, and when we get a new tip for the projects that affect the city, I'll get you a copy of that, and we'll have it given to the city clerk's office and pass that around. That should be coming out soon with the restrictions lifted by the EPA on us, we can do more things again and don't have to have that dark cloud hanging over us. So that was good news that we heard at the last meeting from a representative from DEC who's on the policy board, Mr. Olds. So that was a good Christmas present to get. Thank you.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Mr. Mayor, you gave me the opportunity to sit for the chamber.
Yes.
In your stead. I have done my first board meeting, and I've done my first legislative, governmental affairs meeting, and I enjoyed very, very much both of those. We did meet with interior legislators, much like we did here in this body, and it was fruitful and very exciting to be that close to where we were in the negotiations of what the city's doing, what the borough's doing. It gave a really good overview for me, and I so appreciate the opportunity, and I'm excited to continue.
Thank you for doing it. I appreciate it, Ms. Sprinkle. I really do. Mr. Marnie.
Well, last Wednesday, we had our discretionary fund committee wrap up, and some very interesting new ideas to change the process. We were looking at creating maybe a two-tier application for people that are agencies that want to apply for less than $20,000, and basically simplify that application, and then any agencies that wish to do more. Evidently, there is a code change that must be performed, and so that's something that I'll be working on.
Mr. Ringstead. Madam Clerk.
Okay. I don't have anything to report this evening. Does the city attorney?
Nothing to report. Thank you.
Mr. Clearworth, would you please bring us into executive session?
Mayor, I would move that we go into executive session to discuss two items, Fairbanks Firefighters Association contract and Roberts versus the City of Fairbanks et al.
Okay.
Is there a second?
By Ms. Sprinkle. We will reconvene at 7:45, about 3 to 4 minutes.
City Council met in executive session, discussed two items, and no formal action was taken, but direction was given. There you go. Paul Ewers there.
That's staggering through it, man. But it's good enough. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any objection? Seeing none, we're adjourned.